are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Christina Bellantoni, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. We want to get her insights as President-elect Barack Obama sits down with his former presidential rival John McCain, and as speculation continues to swirl around Washington and the nation that former Obama Democratic rival Hillary Clinton is in line to become the next Secretary of State. And Christina, always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
It seems as though that the past couple of election cycles we've seen these sit-downs between the former presidential candidates. Is a whole lot expected from these sorts of meetings? And if so, what do you think the two talked about today?
Well, it's definitely wise for President-elect Obama to do this because he's able to kind of eliminate that dissent. If he's had these cordial, friendly, respectful meetings with people that might be willing to say things that aren't so polite or nice about him in the press, that makes him less likely to do so. And I think that he really is serious when he talks about wanting that team of rivals, especially when it comes to Hillary Clinton. I mean, right now, the prediction markets are just going wild that she will indeed be the Secretary of State. And obviously, nobody knows that but Barack Obama. But it is looking like she has a very good chance of that. As for Senator McCain today, it's very interesting. I mean, they have a lot of areas where they agree. In fact, John McCain put out his first ad after their first debate was showing Barack Obama saying, "I agree with John. I agree." And so this is there's a lot where they agree upon, particularly in the areas of immigration. They talked today about both wanting to close Guantanamo Bay. And I think that there are some areas where they can maybe forge a good relationship. And because John McCain is not going to be running for president again, they could actually work out to be, you know, pretty good allies in the Senate where John McCain can help him get things through. He doesn't have to be set up to be a natural rival the way that Hillary Clinton was.
You know, it's interesting, Christina, because one of the arguments, in addition to McCain obviously campaigning for himself, was to tout other Republicans saying, you know, if in fact I end up losing this election to Barack Obama, you're going to want enough Republicans in there to kind of uphold a filibuster. Well, it turns out that it's going to be right there pretty close to the line, and John McCain might actually end up being one of those that helped to cross over and get through a filibuster for Barack Obama, given the issue.
Yeah, that's very true. And certainly John McCain has, you know, a bit of a political future himself in the Senate, and there's a lot that he can do to push things forward or to block them.
In terms of Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State, she was kind of a name that was not out there at first. It was seems to be John Kerry and Bill Richardson were the first names out there. But now she's obviously the talk of the town. We're hearing today that she's being vetted and also that the former president, Bill Clinton, is being vetted as this process goes along. Would this be even happening if there wasn't a pretty good understanding between the two that this was going to happen?
I think it's a pretty good chance that this is in the works. Obviously, it appears that the Clinton people are doing the talking on this end, and that certainly adds some pressure to Barack Obama. But at the same time, you are not hearing the Obama team shut those rumors down. During the vice presidential speculation, which is kind of a similar process in this, they didn't vet her. The Obama campaign really didn't talk about it. And if you ever heard anything, it was basically pushing people away from that belief that she was going to be chosen. So you haven't really heard Team Obama saying, "No way, this isn't going to happen," or "You're barking down the wrong tree," or anything along those lines. I mean, I think she is really being seriously considered. And when you think about her own campaign, she ran on three things, and the most prominent of those things was restoring America's standing in the world. Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, is one of her complete, very good friends, but also idols. She's somebody that probably would emulate Madeleine Albright's style if she were Secretary of State. They're very close. She could rely on her for advice, and she's been to so many of these countries already, and she's still really well respected in the world. She's got the speech, you know, women's rights or human rights speech. People still talk to her about that from all over the world, and I think that there's a lot of areas where she can even improve upon the nation's standing as it is today.
So if that happens, then three of the past four secretaries of state will have been female. Remind our listeners real quickly, Christina, in our last 30 seconds here, what the Albright style is and what that would look like if Hillary Clinton was, in fact, our chief diplomat.
Well, it was a completely different time. I mean, that had a lot to do with it, but it was about definitely showing people that America is good and great, and Madeleine Albright talks about that a lot. You know, here's what America has done, here's what America can continue to do, and here's where we can work together, and particularly on climate change, this is an issue that Hillary Clinton is very passionate about. I think you'll probably see her talking about that were she to become Secretary of State.
So it'll be fascinating to watch that, as well as all the other appointments that are still to come. We haven't heard any cabinet appointments officially made yet. So, Christina, we'll keep tuned, as I know you are. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Christina Bellantoni is White House correspondent for The Washington Times. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. A reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me again tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.